costs $1.43 for American shoppers. The jump in cost is due to a number of factors, including increased demand worldwide and adverse weather.
Again, that's Mark Mayfield, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077, or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to get a big payoff from a small contest on social media, why I love New Jersey's new 23-cent gas tax hike, how video marketing is changing the marketing game in 2017. I'll have five essential do's and don'ts for your small business's website and how you can save time by scheduling your social media posts. It's Thursday, May 4th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 60 degrees. It's beautiful. It's sunny outside at 12:06. The forecast shows that today it'll be mostly sunny with increasing clouds and a high of 64. Rain moves in later this evening with a low of 50 degrees. For tomorrow, it'll be rainy with local flooding possible, a high of 66 and a low of 54. For Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a few showers around, a high of 66 and a low of 42. For Sunday, it'll be partly sunny and cooler with a high of 59 and a low of 39. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 12.69 to 20,945.21. The NASDAQ is up 4.45 to 6,077.13. S&P 500 is up 1.73 to 2389.86. Oil is down $1.73 to $46.09 per barrel. That's down about $9 since last week. And gold is down $20.40 to $1,228.10 an ounce.
Take good care.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and I am the host of Taking Care of Business, as I am every week at this time. So glad you could join me on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I was very excited this week. I got a letter. It was via email, but I got a letter from President Francis J. Underwood that I thought I would share with you. And if you're not familiar, Francis Underwood is the president on the hit Netflix show House of Cards. So very glad that the president reached out to me, and he says, "My fellow Americans, all my life I've devoted myself to our fine country. Protecting your freedoms is my greatest honor. In dark times like these, we must keep our eyes open and watch out for each other. As May 30th approaches, I need your loyalty more than ever. Can Claire and I count on you? My staff doesn't believe in propaganda, but we do believe you'll enjoy this video trailer. And then the trailer starts to show the season, or the highlights from season 5. I thought House of Cards was done, and now here we are back with season 5. Very excited. My calendar is circled. Looking forward to reconnecting with President Underwood and the inner workings of Washington, D.C. And you wonder sometimes how much of the fiction is true and how much is just plain old made up. I've been watching Designated Survivor for a couple of seasons, watched West Wing. I was a loyal fan of that. And then you put it all together, and you're like, how much of this backroom stuff is really going on back there? As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we're trying to get more likes to our Facebook page. So if you wouldn't mind, and since you're listening through the internet right now, go to your Facebook page right now and search Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and then like and follow that page. You're going to get show updates, and often if news breaks during the week, we will put it out on that page. And, you know, so again, if you can, go to Facebook right now, search Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and then like and follow that page for future updates and any news coming out related to the program. Been a rough week for me. Lost two friends this week, and great guys, great volunteers in their community, and both did a lot. The first was a buddy of mine named Lou Haydu-Nemeth from the Somerset section of New Jersey. Lou was a firefighter down there, 52 years old, had a massive heart attack and never recovered, and eventually succumbed to his illness. So went to his wake yesterday, and then tonight I have to go to a wake in Bridgewater for another gentleman who was a great teacher, great coach, great volunteer, Larry Helwig, whose wife passed away many years ago, but we had worked together on the Somerset County Special Olympics. And I'm going to miss those two guys and the fun that they brought whenever they entered the room. But I did want to mention them on the air here so they get their due. Great guys, and if you think about that or their families during the day and you can say a prayer, I'd definitely appreciate that. Well, I just saw this the other day on the news, and I was listening and waiting and waiting and waiting, and it never happened, and I was kind of shocked. But Hillary Clinton did a speech down, I believe it was in Florida, and she came out and she gave every reason imaginable or every excuse imaginable as to why she lost the election in November. She blamed FBI Director James Comey. She blamed just about everybody. There was one person on the list that she did not blame, and that's herself. You know, the campaign made certain mistakes. They didn't go to Wisconsin. They went to Michigan too late. They didn't spend enough time in Pennsylvania. But it never came down to, you know what, I screwed this up. I'm the one who was telling people how to do things, and I just didn't do it. And it goes back to what I talked about last week, and I know that when Laura sent out the updates on Twitter about the show, she mentioned that I said last week, no excuses, no exceptions. There's no better way to run your business, run your campaign, than that motto. No excuses, no exceptions. And I think that when people are willing to finally do that, when you say, this is all my fault, you get along a whole lot better. You know, you understand it. You look for where you made the mistakes, and then you can correct them the next time out, whether that's in business, in politics, or anything. So hopefully, in the future, at some point, Hillary will admit that there were mistakes made that had nothing to do with James Comey, had nothing to do with Donald Trump or anybody else on the campaign trail, or Bernie Sanders, that at some point she screwed up too. And I think like a month before the campaign, after the whole Access Hollywood tape came out, I think she thought she was on cruise control to the White House, and it just never happened. New feature on the program is called the Business Quote of the Week. This is not necessarily a business quote. This comes to us from a French artist. A French author, Agnès Nin, who said, it takes courage to push yourself to places that you have never been before, to test your limits, to break through barriers. And that reminded me of a scene in the movie Miracle where Coach Herb Brooks is talking to his number one goalie, Jim Craig. And I want you to listen about halfway through when he talks about digging down deeper to a level that you're just not willing to go. So here's the audio portion from the movie Miracle, Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks.
Thinking about sitting you down, Jim. What? Hey, what are you talking
about? Nah, it's not your fault. I played you way too much and you're too tired. No, besides that, I think it's time I give Janny a look. He's been waiting for 7 months.
You're kidding me. Now?
Yeah, of course I mean now.
That's my net, man. You can't do that.
They just scored 10 goals, Jim. Right now, it's everybody's net.
Oh, wait a second. I've given you everything I've got. Now you're pulling the plug on me?
Have you? Given me your very best? Because I know there's a lot more in you. A whole other level that for some reason you just don't want to go to. Well, what the hell? You don't understand what I'm talking about.
No, no, no. I'll tell you what I don't understand, Irv. I don't understand you. Nobody on this team understands you and your ridiculous sayings and your drills and those stupid psychology tests you had everybody take.
Everybody?
What? So that's what this is about? Because I didn't take your test? Fine, you want me to take your test? I'll take your test. Is that what you want?
No. I want to see that kid in the net who wouldn't take the test.
That's one of the more telling scenes in the movie Miracle, starring Kurt Russell, and it was about the life of the 1980 U.S. Olympic team and also and the coach, Herb Brooks. And the reason I brought that up was yesterday I got a phone call from someone who, or 2 days ago, I got a phone call from somebody, and they said, I think I'm going to pack it in. I think I'm just going to sell my business. It's too hard. I have another employee quit, and I just, you know, there's no loyalty anymore, and I'm just tired. And I was like, really? Okay. So go ahead, quit, sell it, do whatever you're going to do. What are you going to do next was my next question. I don't think she was ready for that. But when I asked her, what are you going to do? Go ahead, sell your business, make money, whatever you do. But what will you do next? You're about 50 years old. Dead silence. You could have heard crickets. And I said, you don't know what's next, do you? And she said, well, no. And I really don't want to think that I have to work for somebody else. And I said, okay, even if you tried to sell your business right now, if I were to look at it based on your sales, based on your equipment and inventory, you might get somewhere between $75,000 and $100,000. Is that worth it compared to what you're making every year in sales? And she said, well, no. I said, then what about if you go ahead and you hire a new employee and you train them to the best of your ability, and as you're training them, create a training manual so that it won't be as hard every time because you're not reinventing the wheel. Would that be easier? She goes, well, yeah. So I said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about this a little bit. I'm going to think about some of the conversations we've had over the past 8 years, and I'll send you an email with some thoughts. So I did. And yesterday I sent her an email first thing in the morning. You've heard me talk about the lion and the gazelle, the old African proverb about the lion and the gazelle. So I started off with that. And then I kind of took a page from that clip in the movie Miracle. And I told her, I said, look, what I want you to do is to go somewhere deep in your soul where you're afraid to go for some reason, and I want you to dig deep and figure out, is this what you want to do? Do you really want to sell, or do you want to dig deep, find that strength, and then come out and attack this like you should and like the person I know you are? Last night, I got an email from her, and she said, thank you so much for giving me that kick in the butt. I really needed it. I shared your email with my husband, and we're in agreement that we're going to continue to work in the business and keep going. She emailed me this morning to say that another employee whose resume she found on Indeed.com, when she questioned him about it, he said, oh, it must just be out there, but it's nice to know that we're a good match, that my resume came through in your inbox. He goes, just want you to know I'm dedicated. I'm here for the long haul, and let's get this. And I guess at some point she talked about the lion and the gazelle, and he goes, let's start running. And I was like, perfect. So Dan, hopefully we've calmed that thing down. We're going to probably talk about this on a future show a little bit. Like, how far are you willing to go? How deep are you willing to dig in your soul to go to places you don't want to go to find the strength necessary to meet any challenge, to meet any adversity? You'd be surprised what you can accomplish when you do. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you should respond to bad online reviews. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch. limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano, and I'm with you for the next 45 minutes as we are every Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join us, and thank our loyal listeners for checking in every week on text message and Facebook. I really appreciate when you guys let me know that you're out there. So I'm going to get to, before the show started, I had the teaser that I love, the new 23-cent gas tax hike in the state of New Jersey. Not many people will say that. I'm going to tell you why right after this story. But first, how should you respond to bad online reviews? I get this question probably once or twice a week. Hey, Jim, somebody just posted something on my Facebook page. Hey, Jim, somebody posted something on their Facebook page. Somebody gave me a bad review on Yelp. It's okay. Don't panic. You know, if you've gotten a bad customer review, just don't panic. You can fix the situation and boost your reputation by following a few simple steps. Now, getting negative feedback from customers on sites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp can be scary for small business owners. What if it hurts your reputation and drives away other customers? And while you should be concerned about your business's online reputation, a bad review doesn't have to make you panic. Instead, you should look at negative feedback as an opportunity to demonstrate your outstanding customer service and, if possible, make necessary improvements to your business. And that means responding to bad reviews as quickly as possible. Customers often leave bad reviews when they are feeling frustrated and ignored, which is why ignoring those reviews is the absolute worst thing that you can do. So instead, you can help diffuse the situation by acknowledging the customer's complaint and offering to fix the problem. Posting a phone number so you can speak with them directly is a great way to do that. This approach not only gives you a chance to turn an unhappy customer into a happy one, but potential customers who see the review will also be impressed by your prompt, friendly response. They'll see that you are an engaged business owner who cares about what customers think. Plus, if you have many good reviews, a few bad ones won't hurt your overall reputation. Last night, T-Mobile had sponsored a talk, if you will, with Marcus Lemonis, who's the host of CNBC's The Prophet and The Partner. And Marcus took questions, first gave a little spiel, then took questions from the audience. And one of them was about, you know, should I delete negative comments? And he said no. He goes, leave it there, but show people how you respond. You know, and it's okay if a person says, I think the example he gave was if you're at a restaurant and you say, well, and you put a review up that says my meal was cold, and the owner of the restaurant replies like, no, it wasn't. It left the kitchen perfectly hot. You know, maybe you talked too much and that's how it got cold. That would be a horrible way to respond. You know, but if you empathize with the customer and you try to make it right as quickly as possible. That's when it's going to pay off for you. So you don't have to necessarily delete the negative. Not everybody. If I just saw all positive reviews about a restaurant or a business, I'd kind of wonder if it was really that good. But hopefully, if you get negative reviews, obviously you want to hope that you don't get too many of them. And then, you know, but showing how you respond and being a good business person with excellent customer service will help take that away as quickly as possible. All right. So teaser to the show was that I think I'm the only person in New Jersey, with the exception of maybe one, who's happy with the 23-cent gas tax hike, which was enacted in, I believe, November of last year. So let me explain to you why. Now, I live in Bridgewater, about 12 miles away, and every day I have to drive up 202 and then back home on 202. And I got to tell you, up until recently, that was not a very pleasant drive. You know, a lot of potholes, a lot of changing gradations in the asphalt and things like that. And I was like, man, someday I hope they'll do something with this road. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that there was a nice new black ribbon of asphalt on my way out towards Flemington. So I got in that lane and, oh man, it was so nice. It was smooth as a baby's behind for 12 miles, just a beautiful ride into Flemington. And I noticed a lot of equipment on the side of the roads. And what I noticed was that at night, at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, the crews were starting to get the trucks ready, get them into position. The quarry over in Bridgewater was making the asphalt. And so they would dig up the road and lay a new ribbon of asphalt right behind it. And I said, this is great. But the one thing I didn't see was a sign that would say, you know, the Highway Transportation Trust Fund is financing this project. No words about who's doing the work, why the work is happening, no announcement that it was going to be happening, no signs anywhere. Just in the middle of the night, the crew comes in, they dig up the road, and then they put the new asphalt down. So far, on the southbound side, heading towards Flemington, both lanes, the right lane and the left lane, have been repaved. They still have to do the shoulder and some of the U-turns and turnarounds, but for now, that's been repaved. And then heading northbound towards Bridgewater, the right lane is done, and maybe a third of the left lane is done. But every night, you see a couple more miles being done. So this morning, I looked at the headlines in the Courier News, and there it was. I figured it out. So there's a headline that says 23 cent gas tax deemed a win for New Jersey. And as I read the article, now I realize why that road was being paved. It's not because Jim Gano rides on it every day. It's because it's one of the roads that Governor Christie has to ride on every day to come from his house in Mendham, New Jersey, down to the State House in Trenton. And because he saw the conditioned road, suddenly, magically, maybe, we're getting 10 miles of brand new asphalt. If he would like to do my driveway, I would love for that. And there's a couple other roads in Bridgewater that if he needs to take detours, he should take a look at as well. But thank you, Governor Christie, for that 23-cent gas tax hike. And thank you so much for the repave on Route 202 heading from Bridgewater to Flemington. Well, also in the beginning of the show, I mentioned how you can get a big payoff from a small contest on social media. And I'm going to have to bring up my Facebook page because someone had replied to that earlier today when they saw the teaser for the show. So I do want to get into that as well. But special giveaways and contests can give a quick boost to your social media marketing. And so I have a couple of tips for success that you may want to work at. With your business, I just want to bring up this one comment because I thought it was pretty telling. But the folks at marketing company Geek Smash had done giveaways with splashy prizes like a trip to a comic convention or to a set of a television show. But it was a Doctor Who themed giveaway with low dollar value prizes, a couple of hats and a sonic screwdriver that generated unparalleled entries and web traffic. Now, luck played a role in the success of the giveaway, but so did some common sense tactics that anyone can apply. Leveraging social media and connecting with fans who shared the company's worldview and enthusiasm. This was at the peak popularity of Doctor Who, said Geek Smash CEO Joe Delbridge. We ran this contest right around the time of the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, and we kind of rode that hashtag on social media. They tagged the BBC, the network that produces the show, too. As a result, the contest got a mention on the news, and people who entered the contest and shared it with friends on social media received two additional entries. The Doctor Who franchise was a great fit for Geek Smash, which does marketing and public relations for clients in the geekdom, which are publishers, celebrities, tech companies, and retailers. Now, when entrants were asked to opt in to an e-newsletter at the giveaway landing page, they did so by the tens of thousands. The newsletter was very geek-centric, Delbridge said. It was just a good fit overall because of the relevance. Other tips for contests and giveaway success? Skip tagging big-time celebrities. Sorry, they probably won't return the favor. But do tag influencers and individuals who are likely to receive added value from the exposure of your contest or giveaway. And go a little bit bigger than you are, Delbridge said. Seek to be a little bit more than the average person might expect from a company your size. Set the goals high so that you're always pushing yourself. Now, with that in mind, earlier today, I got a messenger on Facebook from Dave Gambrell from Gambrell Communications, who said, saw your post regarding giveaways and social media. I just started one yesterday at gambrell.com/books, and I'm averaging 75 new email leads per hour. Just another example for you to use on the radio show. But so great stuff. And Dave does some great work. So if he's been a guest on the show in the past. So if you're ever interested, go to gambrell.com/books, enter his giveaway as well, and then hopefully you may win some prizes from him. Great guy to connect with as far as how to market your business, leadership, things like that. So Dave, obviously a friend of the show, and glad that he could help give a little bit of credence to that story that the contests do work. So hopefully you'll take a look at that. Is there a contest that your business can do? Now, if you're a clothing store, maybe it's offering a discount on a dress, or maybe a person could win a dress. And if it's food, maybe they can win whatever, a cupcake, a donut, or something, an appetizer in your restaurant, things like that. But don't negate the popularity of contests. People like to win. Now, when you're on social media, don't talk at your customers. Talk with your customers. Now, the key to successful social media marketing is to start conversations and build relationships with your customers. Would you rather be talked with or talked at? That's an interesting way of looking at it. Nobody wants to be talked down to or talked at, but most people would rather be in a conversation than a lecture. Social media is no different. Although it might seem counterintuitive, to win over your customers, You need to put down the sales script and begin just listening, learning, and engaging. There's a rule that social media marketing pros love to share called the 80-20 rule. It states that only 20% of your social media posts should ever be about you. This means that 4 out of every 5 posts should be about adding value to your audience. Post industry news and tips, links to great content, and engage in relevant questions and conversation. The most successful companies know that customers are looking for the same experience on social media that they'd have in the brick-and-mortar or online store, explained Fiona Taylor, who's a digital marketing strategist based in New York. When someone walks into a store, you greet them and ask if they have questions or need help. You let them lead the conversation, and you should do the same on social media. Taylor added that she recently worked for a prestige skincare brand that took this very seriously. Their whole philosophy is centered around selling the customer what he or she actually needs, which entails getting to know the customer's concern, she said. The brand did the same thing on social, offering advice, asking customers what worked for them, or even just thanking people for their loyalty. You get long-term sales by focusing on customers' needs rather than on your own. So that's one of the things I talk about, you know, when people talk to me about social media and email newsletters and marketing is, it's not about the sale. It's not about you, and you should never make it such. You should always be looking for how you can help the customer and how you can solve the problems that they're having. When we come back, we're going to talk about how video marketing is going to change the game for marketers in 2017 and already is. Are you on board? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're moving out of conference. We'll go to the floor. We'll have 2 vote series. The bill will pass somewhere around 1:30 today.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy talking about the Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. Oregon Representative Greg Walden said it's about increasing choice for many Americans.
We've been reaching out for months and months and months to say, what do we do to fix this market so that individuals in the individual market have access to affordable health insurance? Right now, one out of every 3 counties in America, you have no choice but one.
Controversial former National Security Advisor Susan Rice is refusing to testify before Congress next week. She had been asked to take part in a Senate hearing on suspected Russian meddling in U.S. elections, but a lawyer for Rice, who served under President Obama, says the invitation for her to speak was not bipartisan, so she's going to avoid Congress. President Trump criticized her this morning on Twitter, saying it's not good. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. And now we're going to get into a topic that I've been doing a lot of research on over the last couple of months. And I think this can be a game changer for most businesses, and it's called video marketing, and it's going to change the game for marketers in 2017. Now, 2016 was obviously another pivotal year in the world of digital marketing. The rise of the connected customer has led to countless innovations in mobile, social, and engagement marketing strategies. The use of marketing automation platforms has surged, and the most successful businesses are now embracing real-time analytics to optimize how they engage each individual buyer. Traditional advertising has rightfully evolved into the world of content marketing, and personalized content journeys are replacing the one-size-fits-all mentality of yesterday's marketers. And as we're all now seeing firsthand, video has emerged as the medium of choice, not only for peer-to-peer content sharing and broadcast media, but also for brand-to-customer communications in both B2C and B2B markets. In April of 2015, it was unveiled that over 4 billion videos were being played back each day on the Facebook platform alone. By September, this number had doubled to a staggering 8 billion video views per day. Cisco now predicts that 80% of all internet traffic will be streaming video content by the year 2019, which would be up 64% from 2014. And in a recent market survey by research firm Demand Metric, 74% of B2B marketers reported that video now converts better than any other content type. 2016's digital marketing trends, video in business. The rise of video marketing has been one of the most exciting trends in recent years. And to learn more about what's happening in this space and what to expect in 2016, Michael Litt, who's the co-founder and CEO of Vidyard, offers his picks to get his top predictions for the year ahead. He says, first, video goes from brand to demand to sales and service. And many still think of digital video as viral content on YouTube, video ads on Facebook, and flashy homepage videos that tell a brand story. But in recent years, we've seen the most successful brands expanding their use of video throughout the entire customer journey to help them build better relationships, to educate and to convert buyers, and improve customer satisfaction. From creative campaign videos that bring light to pain points, to customer testimonials and personalized product demos, video will play a starring role at all stages of the marketing and sales funnel in 2017. In a recent research report by Ascend2, the companies that are seeing the greatest success with video marketing ranked the importance and effectiveness of different types of videos in the following order, starting with the most effective. The first is customer testimonials. Second, on-demand product demonstration videos. Three, the explainer and tutorial type videos. Four, thought leader interviews. Five, project reviews and case studies. Six, live and on-demand webinars. Seven, video blogs. And eight, event videos. Note that the bottom of the funnel content, like customer testimonials and on-demand product demos, lead the list, which may seem somewhat surprising, but if you think about it, this is the content that sits closest to new revenue. Video marketing can help companies sell more. The rise of video selling in B2B markets? Simple. The best sellers are the ones that challenge customers to think differently and educate them as trusted advisors. White papers, canned presentations, and customer case studies are helpful tools, but nothing beats video when it comes to educating buyers and building an emotional connection. Video is the next best thing to being there in person. And it's proving itself to be a powerful and highly accessible weapon throughout the selling process. Over the past year, Vidyard, some interesting trends in video selling techniques have cropped up, particularly in B2B markets, with the high-tech industry leading the way. Savvy sales reps are using smartphones and webcams to record personal greetings or to send a follow-up message following a meeting. Many reps are leveraging video testimonials to showcase how other clients are achieving success. Vidyard also saw that the rise of the micro demo video libraries as a way of boosting the efficiency and effectiveness of online product demos, instead of relying on a solutions consultant, or SC, to deliver live demos to every prospect. Modern sales teams are enabling reps to create a customized on-demand product demo by assembling a series of short videos on different topics into a simple playlist for viewing by the prospect. Not only does this improve efficiency and reduce the number of hours spent by SCs on demos, it provides an opportunity for the demo to be shared more broadly within an organization and viewed at a time that is most convenient. It also enables a sales rep to track when different prospects tuned in and how much of the content they actually engaged with. In 2016 and 17, you'll see that video selling will emerge as a common practice in more and more markets. Now, the third type is from lean back to lean forward. Video is going interactive. The promise of interactive video has been around for a number of years, but we've yet to see it take off as a mainstream technology. One of the biggest challenges has been the complexity of implementation for brands and the requirement for a customized video player that may only work on a limited number of sites. With recent advancements in player technology and design tools for creating interactive elements, now will be the time when interactive video becomes a practical and well-used tool for marketers across all industries. Now, I'm not talking about the ability to click on a pair of jeans in a video to buy them. I'm talking about integrated questionnaires, survey, data collection forms, and other practical tools that will help marketers turn static videos into active tools for generating leads, qualifying customers, and driving greater engagement. These same tools will be used to create a new category of video called Choose Your Own Adventure videos. Brands will empower viewers to self-select their content journey within a single video player, greatly increasing content relevance and engagement for the viewer while enabling the marketer to collect incredible insights on the interests and intent of its prospects. The fourth item is personalized video, bringing the viewer into the story, literally. Now, personalization has been a key trend in digital market for a number of years. What started as adding someone's first name to an email message has erupted into countless ways to tailor the marketing experience for different individuals, companies, and segments. Personalization has swept through email marketing, social media, content marketing, and most recently, web-based content, thanks to the introduction of RTP, or real-time personalization technologies. In 2017, we're going to see this continue with the rise of personalized video, a new concept that enables marketers to customize the actual video content with information unique to each individual viewer for a truly tailored content experience. Imagine your first name or company name woven seamlessly into a video inviting you to try out a new product, or a video advertisement that showcases how your website can be improved with an exciting new technology complete with real images of your actual website. This level of personalization is now a reality and possible at scale with new personalized video technologies. In 2015, we saw personalized video campaigns generating anywhere from 200 to 1,500% increase in click-through and conversion rates. So it's sure to have many more throughout 2017. Video marketing is also going to become a core competency within marketing organizations. Now, if we had told you 10 years ago that businesses would soon have entire teams dedicated to social media, you likely would have called us crazy. Today, brands across all industries, including B2B markets, will soon have dedicated video marketing teams. With the growing importance of video as a content medium and the incredible potential for interactive content, personalized video, and video as a sales tool, this one almost seems like a given. Today, we're seeing more and more companies hiring video production talent, creative directors, writers, and former journalists to bring video production talent in-house. External agencies remain very important, but this movement is critical to enable businesses to scale content production with the needs of their marketing and sales teams and the expectations of their customers. If your business is not yet hiring video production talent or building out a simple video studio, this may be the year to think about the transition. Yoohoo! Multi-channel content distribution becomes critical for brands. Now, much like content marketing and display advertising, video marketing has become a discipline that requires thoughtful execution in both creative development and online syndication. Though YouTube has previously ruled the roost when it comes to video distribution, it's no longer the only game in town. And for many, it may not even be the most important. Many marketers are now leveraging their own branded websites and custom video channels to house their expanding libraries of video content, reducing their dependency on YouTube for video management and playback. Social media channels such as Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are now equally, if not more, important channels for video syndication for brands in many different industries. A wide range of video ad networks is now available to assist in syndication of video-based ads. In 2017, we're also going to see marketers expanding their use of digital channels well beyond YouTube to reach their audiences wherever they happen to live and travel across the web. Marketers will also embrace the power and the potential of video analytics. One of the most interesting and underappreciated concepts in the video marketing space is the ability to track the actual engagement of each viewer, not just whether or not they clicked play. Because video is a connected streaming content medium, marketing and sales professionals can track the second-by-second viewing habits of their buyers and trigger immediate actions based on how that person actually engaged with the content. Using creative video to bring people into your story and the analytics behind the scenes to uncover insights and drive action when they are most engaged with your brand is a very powerful concept. Coupled with this concept is the ability to track very detailed insights on the behaviors of viewers and the performance of video content in a way that just isn't possible with traditional text and image-based content. Not only can we track view counts and minutes watched, but we can now understand which videos are best holding people's attentions and which ones are seeing high drop-off rates. By tracking the identity of each viewer and tracking their engagement within marketing and sales systems, we can better understand how each video is contributing to lead generation, pipeline and revenue production, etc. With many of the fundamentals and preconditions now in place, we're going to see massive growth in 2017 in the usage of intermediate and advanced analytics that will help businesses learn how to hone their video marketing skills. The explosion of visual content cannot be ignored by marketers. It is estimated that 3.8 trillion photos were taken in all of human history until mid-2011, but that 1 trillion photos were taken in 2015 alone. YouTube alone has over a billion users worldwide. Nearly 60% of all digital impressions are now driven by visual content. And video has emerged as the medium of choice, and for marketers to stay relevant and to achieve business results, they must recognize and adapt their content strategy. I had gotten an email from a company called Promo. And what they have is a video library that you can kind of pick different videos. You can create character generation that would put your logo or your text on this. And it's just 30-second videos that play in your Facebook newsfeed. We're going to start creating them on our sign and apparel business and see if that does some generation. I'll keep watch on this for a couple of months. We're going to probably put one out per week. And then we'll let you know if we're starting to see that is helping to drive business through the doors at Crown Trophy based on what people are seeing in these video ads. Hopefully by the end of the summer, I'll have some good results for you. It's currently 12:45, time to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to have more, including social media marketing for small business, kind of a little step-by-step guide that can help you do it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit huntertonchamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on huntertonchamberradio.com. So glad you could join us. And look forward to meeting with you again next week for another edition of Taking Care of Business. And we're going to wrap it up here today with another story. But this one is, I'm getting a ton of requests. And maybe it's because I've been spending a little bit more time on the topic. But a lot of people, when they're writing to the show, they want to know more about social media and whether or not it's for them. And is it something that they should do? I've had some businesses with franchises where the owners don't believe in social media. They don't believe that they're almost thinking that it's a fad. And I got to tell you that in my mind, and I'm an old guy, I'm 55 years old, but when you see that every kid has a phone, and even in their 20s, their 30s, 35, they all have that phone, you know, pressed up to their nose every day. That's the way people are going to be doing business in the future. So you better get ready for it. And if you think that, you know, you can just keep doing business the way you used to do it, you're wrong. Robert Kriegel had a great book years ago, If It Ain't Broke, Break It. And the message was very simple. If you're doing business the way you were doing it 3 years ago, your competition's running right past you. So understanding social media is going to be huge as we move forward. So, and it changes so often. It's no wonder why so many business owners feel out of their comfort zones when it comes to social media marketing. Social media is the ideal marketing tool for small businesses. It's inexpensive, it's effective, and it's relatively simple to learn and to master. Now, to learn how many small business owners like you begin attracting more customers through social media, pay attention. First, let's answer the question, why is social media marketing so important? Well, good social media marketing connects you directly with customers and with potential customers, and it's a cost-effective way to spread awareness of your company, to drive sales, and to provide customer service. Social media platforms that work best for small companies are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. So the first step is to pick a platform. Now, you don't have to be on every single platform. Choose one or two and focus your energy on those. Which platform do your customers use? I always recommend people be on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and LinkedIn. Facebook, because everybody's there. Instagram, because it's so video related. Twitter, because it's that need it now mentality. And on LinkedIn for the professional side, if you're looking to attract corporate business. So which platforms do your customers use? Which platforms do your promising leads use? What's the best way to talk with customers on that platform? Is it in photo, video, polls, reviews, conversation, interactions? Then work on the platform that works best for you. Then step two, you want to engage your customers. Start conversations with your customers. Offer solutions and advice related to your business. Listen to your customers. Monitor their posts and interactions. Solicit positive reviews on customer receipts or in follow-up emails. And respond to negative reviews by putting your customer service skills front and center. Number three, plan ahead and then monitor. Schedule your social media posts in advance using a calendar template or a scheduling app like Hootsuite. Plan seasonal promotions that you can advertise on social. Make a budget for promoted posts and decide which type of users you want to target on your platform. Pay attention to which of your posts generate the most interactions or sales. Step four, let your customer service shine. Reward social media followers with exclusive offers. Respond quickly to positive posts, reviews with gratitude, and an invitation to return. Respond quickly to negative posts, reviews with patient understanding, and a request to resolve the complaint by email or telephone. Continually ask followers what you can do for them. Now, in that story, I also mentioned a very important post, how to schedule your social media. A few weeks ago, one of our stores put out a flyer about football. And I was like, it's the middle of March. What are we talking about football for? And when I questioned them on it, they were like, well, I just had to put something out there. Well, at least make the content relevant. We're not in football season until August and September again. So to take the headache out of small business digital marketing, you can do so by scheduling your company's social media posts. The calendar doesn't change every year. In January, you're going to celebrate New Year's. In February, you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day. In March, you have St. Patrick's Day. March and April, you might have Easter. Around May, you'll have Memorial Day, the beginning of summer. June, graduations. You see where I'm going, how you can schedule the calendar accordingly. A majority of small business owners say social media is the most difficult and time-consuming aspect of online marketing. That's understandable. After all, social media accounts aren't worth much if you don't post regularly. But before you decide that social media is more trouble than it's worth, consider that it helps build your business's online visibility and reputation. Social media is crucial for any small business, no matter the amount of time or budget available, said Tracy Willis, who's a content strategist at N2Q Consulting. A few posts a week will do far more for your business than nothing at all. If you're struggling to find time to update your social media, start scheduling posts in advance with tools like Hootsuite or Buffer. Take some time every weekend to create a plan of action for the coming week. Write about 3 to 4 posts and schedule them in advance, leaving you free during the week to handle your normal responsibilities. Setting aside an hour or so at a time, rather than dropping what you're doing in the middle of the day to post on Twitter or Facebook, will streamline the process and make it easier to reap the benefits of a strong social media presence. So hopefully you haven't abandoned ship completely and you're willing to take a look at social media for marketing your business. And I'm telling you, just like I've told others, if you're not on this bandwagon already, you are late to the party. So you have got to start figuring out. Most people have a Facebook page. And, you know, whether you're posting pictures of your cat, of the latest supper that you made or something like that, what you're eating at a restaurant, you know how to add pictures. You know how to add content. Now do it for your business. If you complete a project, can you take a picture and say, hey, so glad we were able to complete this project for XYZ customer. We're going to have one at Crown Trophy this week. We just did 80 candy jars for the Country Hills Fire Department, engraved their logo, filled them with M&Ms, tied a ribbon around them, put lids on them. I mean, they look really sharp, and these are going to be given out as party favors at their upcoming installation dinner. I'll post that picture on both the Taking Care of Business page and the Crown Trophy page, and take a look. But that's what it's just going to be a picture and a brief caption. Hey, so glad we could help out CHFD with their party favors. Done. You know, and then people will start to understand what it is your business does. It's a lot easier than you think. You just have to invest a little bit of time. And that old E&E principle that I talk about all the time. E&E stands for effort and execution. You got to put in the effort, and then you have to execute. In sports, in the NFL, draft day is over, and now teams are deciding, did they get a good deal or a bad deal? Time will tell, and the season is just about 4 months away. The NBA playoffs continue in the second round of the Eastern Conference. The Toronto Raptors are playing Cleveland. Washington is taking on Boston. In the West, Houston plays San Antonio, and Houston is taking on Golden State. In the NHL playoffs, in the Eastern Division second round, the Rangers play Ottawa in the second round, and Ottawa leads that series 2-1. Pittsburgh plays Washington with the Penguins up 2-1. In the Western Division, Nashville takes on St. Louis. They lead the series 3-1, and Edmonton is playing Anaheim. The Ducks lead that series 2-1. In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Orioles, White Sox, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Cubs, and Diamondbacks lead theirs. And in a surprising move, it's the beginning of May, and the Phillies are in second place and have not been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won last weekend's race at Richmond International Speedway in the Toyota Owners 400. This weekend, the teams head to Talladega for the Geico 500 starting at 2 p.m. on Sunday. If you're not a race fan, you gotta watch Talladega. One person who won't be going to the race is Paul Wolf, the crew chief of Brad Keselowski, who has been suspended for an infraction during the March 19th race. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community business and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Chamber Radio weather. 50 degrees right now in Flemington. Clear skies, zero chance of precipitation for today. Today is May 4th, 2017. Weather Underground says that it'll be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s. East winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast around 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Cloudy rain mainly after midnight tonight. Not as cool with lows around 50. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Rain in the morning tomorrow, and then rain with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts up to 25. Chance of rain 100%. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers likely mainly in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Partly sunny with a chance of showers in the morning. On Sunday, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, upper 50s. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s on Monday. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s on Tuesday. And cloudy, mostly cloudy with 30% chance of showers on Wednesday, lower 60s. What happened to the summer weather? Temperatures in our area, 50 in Branchburg, 50 in Raritan, 48 in Kingwood, 45 in Frenchtown, 52 in Asbury, 51 in Clinton Township, 51 in Washington Township.